is a special meeting of the iBizBee Committee. Today is Wednesday, April 11th, 2018. The roll call, Stanley Stern is here, Denise Loth is present, Fred Miller's present, Rob Page is present, Kathy Snowden's present, Will Nathan is excused, and Carrie Gefferson is with us. Douglas Dunn, council liaison, is not present at this moment. So our meeting is called to order. Now we can discuss with you all the presentation next Monday. Is Kimber with us, Carolee?
Yes, I saw her. Yep, she is.
Okay. Hello, Kimber. The iBizBee committee is present, and we're looking forward to a discussion with you regarding the presentation on Monday and then the presentation to the city council on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Can we turn that up?
So, I think we have a number of questions for you as a committee. So I'm just going to sort of walk you through our goals, what we're trying to achieve, and I'd like to hear from the committee what your thoughts are. So I would like to make a presentation that's fairly similar to the one that I did for the iBizBee committee, with the main goal to get community buy-in. The main goal is to educate and inform and not offend, but also to deliver it in a way that makes the community members feel that we can achieve this. This is something we can do together. So then we have a presentation, which, you know, I mean, ideally I would have an hour to do that, but I'm going to have to cut that back to 30 to 40 minutes if we even stand a chance of making this work. From there, we would assume that you want to open it up for Q&A. Is that correct?
Yes, we will be prepared to open it up with Q&A, yes.
Okay. Because of the nature of the topic, I would assume that's going to be another 30 minutes at least right there, particularly if they are naysayers in the room. Another question that comes up for me, Stan, with the gentleman, Tom, requesting through public record.
Right.
What do you think he was trying to achieve there?
We're uncertain of that.
Personal recognition.
Yeah.
He's a person who also spoke up at the city council meeting saying that he thought we had people in Bisbee who could do
Serena.
Similar work to yours. He is runs what is a one-man chamber of commerce in town, and we quickly invited him to come to the presentation.
And he accepted.
And he accepted, given that you keep your friends close and you keep those who aren't your friends even closer.
He doesn't speak up, though. I've never seen him really raise cane.
Has anybody told him that that Local First put in $7,000 of our own money thus far, and that we're paying for the Vista that's in Disney out of our own pocket? Is he aware of that?
I think in your introduction to the meeting, that should be covered.
That will be covered with a Vista volunteer discussion as we introduce you and the things that the Local First has done for the city already. The other thing is pretty obvious to me that interviewing 64 people would cost, I hate to tell you what it would cost in my consulting world, but I mean, it costs a lot more than $3,500.
Right.
Kimber, yeah, I don't see him as being a problem at all. He doesn't have a lot of validity in the community. Somebody probably got him to do this. That's who we need to worry about.
I don't think it's a worry.
Okay.
I don't think it's a worry either. I think it's more of feeling left out than anything.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think somebody asked him to do it.
Okay. So, one of the things that we'd like to do to encourage buy-in from the community would be to present them with a series of questions. Carolee, in her consulting practice, I'll let her talk a little bit more about this, but she has a series of clickers that we can distribute to those in attendance. We will have questions up on the screen, and they can click agree, disagree, or don't know, and it will appear in real time.
Oh, cool.
So that and we can frame this that we are, rather than we're trying to get buy-in, because we have to be prepared. What if 80% of people disagree with one of the strategies? What we're trying to do is not get them to agree or disagree and then to scrap that strategy, but rather to, we can present that we're trying to prioritize the strategies and we'd like their feedback on where the biggest urgency lies.
That's
and
perfect.
The reason we're trying to do this is because we cannot walk into a community and tell them what we think and expect to get their buy-in.
Excellent.
You like that strategy?
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely.
I do, yeah.
Great. So that's going to take up another 30 to 40 minutes.
Is there a way to maybe reduce the list down a bit? Because you're already at 30 minutes presentation, 30 minutes Q&A, 30 to 40 minutes clicker time.
Or is the Q&A clicker
19
time
confirmed?
No. And
well,
maybe just
part of the reason
looking logistically is do the presentation and then maybe the clickers.
I don't know. The clickers kind of get people involved.
Well, I know, but then you can get, they would already have expressing opinions.
Why don't we let her experience, whatever her experience is with the clickers.
I agree.
From there, we're going to have big sticky pads in four corners of the room, and we are going to encourage people to move to the corner of the room with where the topic is listed that they are most interested in.
Hmm.
So, with the idea being that we are going to help those groups form committees. Now, the first thing we are going to ask them, you know, so they're going to be the things that you've already been presented with. There's economic leakage, workforce gaps, inconsistency and lack of collaboration. So those will be in four different areas. They will move to those corners. And the immediate discussion, who's missing from this topic? So, for example, if we're going to talk about workforce gaps, we really need to have somebody from the police department on that committee because they're going to be talking about some of the drug challenges, right? So we are going to task those groups as they break up, and we're hoping that they break up somewhat evenly. The first task is who's not there, who's missing, and we need to create a list of what would the ideal committee look like to tackle that issue. And at the same time, we're going to be collecting names, phone numbers, and email addresses of everybody that's interested in that topic, and Carolee and I are going to be roaming, and we're going to be talking to each of them about whether or not they're willing to dedicate some time to developing a strategy for that committee based on the recommendations that have been made, but also welcoming other recommendations that could be voted on and approved by the committee. We would look to the iBizBee committee to help us make sure that those four groups are staying on task. Does that sound right to you?
Sure. We can divide up the committee, and each one of us can, or two of us can take a group. We can do that.
Right.
What were the four themes again, just really quick?
Here, you want to look?
Okay, I got them. Okay. Yeah, 2, 3.
They're all on that page.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Inconsistency in service.
And then I've got. This is Fred. Hi, Camber. I've got some questions, but and then continue on about what you see coming out of the meeting then. And then I'll have some questions about stuff.
Well, what we see, we hope by the end of the night, we will have sign-up sheets with at least some of the audience members that are committed to one of those areas. We will have a list of who's not there. that we can follow up on. And the committees will, they need to decide how often they're going to meet and what their first plan of action is. And I'll let Carol Lee chime in too. Would there be any other goals that you can think of, Carol Lee, that I've missed?
No, I can't. I will just add that we want to set that place at the end of this meeting where we have these committees somewhat organized, but we're in a little bit of a situation because tell them when we'll meet with them again or how that will look. We won't know till after that city council meeting when the city council approves the funding for this.
And that approval may not come through until the end of May or early June. So we've got a period of time when we will not be active.
And we were just struggling with the timing on this because the last thing we want to do is get everybody riled up and then admit that we don't know if we're going to be able to do this thing. So we're trying to figure out a way to straddle that while we don't lose momentum when we still don't know. So I welcome the committee's thoughts on that, but I think the real danger here is the timing is not ideal.
No, the timing is not ideal, but it was the best timing we could get. So we have to live with the circumstances. One of the things we can do is communicate with these people. We're going to need to get their email addresses. There will be people there whose email addresses we don't have. Because we've asked people, as you saw in our invitation, to feel free to bring friends and associates. So we are going, as we sign up, we're going to run into people that we really have no or little knowledge of.
Okay, and how are the RSVPs looking?
Right now I have about 19 confirmed, but that doesn't include the iBisbee committee. That's just the 19 out of 72 that I emailed out.
Now, we are going to send out a reminder to people on Friday. And remember, we've also posted this on the city website and the city's Facebook page. We can send it out Thursday then.
Yeah, I can send it out tomorrow.
Do we feel like that's about what you expected, or is that a little light?
Well, you'll have a lot that will come that won't RSVP. That happens a lot of times. People just show up without RSVPing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We're going to guess that you're going to end up with about 40 people or more.
Okay.
For instance, none of the city council members have RSVP'd. Stuff
they
like that.
They probably haven't checked their emails.
We've sent out a special welcoming to them. But we're just going to have people show up, so be prepared. Because remember, we've also promoted this on the city website and city Facebook page. So that's also going to draw people.
Okay.
Could we post some of this on Bisbee Community and no? But no, who looks? Have you ever looked at the city Facebook page?
No,
I haven't.
Yeah.
Well, it's been shared over. The post has been shared over 300 times, so somebody's looking at it.
Okay, because it's not something I jump on when I check Facebook.
Yeah, well, mine just shows me how many people have shared or liked it. And it's got almost 300 shares.
So I think that's fine.
Okay. So, I mean, whether they do anything with it, I don't know. And sometimes they share it to the Bisbee community and the Bisbee people pages.
In other words, what we're saying is we have no idea how many people are there. We may have a standing room only crowd, or we may have a small crowd.
Or we may have 15.
19, at least.
It doesn't mean they'll come.
Okay, I guess what my thing that I just really want to underscore for the community is that, I mean, we are completely committed and behind you, but I do just want to state for the record, there are a couple of things here that I don't think are wise. But I'm gonna move ahead as requested. But one of them is that we're trying to do all of this in 2.5 hours in one community meeting, and that if we had more than one community meeting, we would be able to really justify stretching out the time between now and the council meeting where the funding may or may not be approved. But this is a real touchy subject, and I think we're going to be magicians if we can keep the level of momentum going while we wait for that.
Do you want to go to a second community meeting with those people who are interested in working on the project?
Potentially, but I don't know. Potentially. Carol Lee, what are your thoughts? I mean, is it possible to add that in right now? I don't know.
Eventually we end up having to pull together either each four separate committees or come to the end.
Carol Lee, you're coming through in a broken up system here. We can't hear you.
Okay, tell me if that's better.
Yes.
That's much better.
Is that better? Okay, perfect. Thank you. So some of it is the length of time that's going to pass that we're worried about, but some of it is also there is... we're not exactly sure that the city is going to fund this, and so we can't even really give them a day and say, okay, we're going to meet again May, whatever, right? Or we're not even quite sure we can say we're going to meet in mid-May. So if there's anything we can do to kind of help narrow down that timeline so that people know what to expect, I think that's helpful. Because we don't want to pull them together, get them excited, and then say, and by the way, we don't really know when we're going to meet again.
Go ahead.
So if there is anything that we can do to kind of develop that timeline, if we know which council meeting that the city's going to consider it, we can at least say we'll be meeting sometime after X date, right?
Well, it can't happen like that because the city has just started the budget hearings, and they're scheduled, I think, every Wednesday through into May. The final budget is not approved until, I think, it's June 6th or June 15th. So we won't know for certain whether there will be funding for us to go forward. Secondly, the draft budget that was just released has no funding in it for economic development. And that's one of the reasons that we scheduled Kimber for a work session tomorrow, Tuesday night, is to emphasize that this is an important thing for the community and that it ought to be funded. So, two things. One is, I don't think that our committee, IBISB committee, can do the tracking and be the coordination for four different committees, or maybe even one committee. Two, I don't know how much that you would charge to do that, and that's something that that would be hopeful that you would come up with if this funding goes through, so that we can make a case, if we have to, that we need $5,000 or we need $6,000 to follow this process through.
For us to manage those committees going forward, is that what you're saying?
That's $18,000.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Is that your original proposal was $18,000? Is that still an accurate number?
Yeah. Okay. Yes, it is.
Can I ask a question?
I just wanted to be clear what you're asking me for is to really take the lead on coordinating those committees. That's what you're asking, that we're talking about the same thing.
That's correct. We are asking that because we've talked about it within the committee, and we do not have the ability to move that forward. Everybody is working, so we've got those problems.
Can I ask why we're not looking at this year's budget? There's like $10,000 or something in there right now, isn't there?
Right, but we would have to go back to council.
Right, but I mean, I think that...
$5,000 payment.
$5,000 and above has to go to council.
$4,999 payments.
Kimber, let me ask you a question. One consultant to another. In your budget of $2,500, does it allow for a second meeting?
More than the budget, Dan. Between what and what date? So between April 17th and when?
April 17th and the end of May.
Mm-hmm. That is a really tricky question.
I have a question an idea. It's Carrie.
How about if she gets back to us on
right,
that?
Why don't you come back to us on that, Kimber?
I will. And the reason is because if there's going to be a second one, then we're going to want to name the date, and we're also going to want to shift the work in this in this meeting so that we're not cramming it all into one. So that's a really tricky question. And Carol Lee and I would sort of need to talk about...
Why don't you guys discuss it? Because what we may want to do, instead of as we find that people are interested, is have a meeting with them with the interested people. I mean, I was listening to the timeline and thinking about Monday and moving people to the wall of where they're interested in getting their names, but then moving to a second meeting may be more appropriate.
I have an idea. This is Carrie.
Hi, Carrie. Hi there.
If there's a third meeting potential, you've got a lot crammed in one thing. What if you did your presentation, did your clicker, and then move any Q&A down to when people are shuffled to their area of interest? And then their questions can then go specifically to that area where they're interested in. And then if there is a possible for a third meeting, to come back and work with those four different areas of interest to try and solidify some goals. And not just having to throw it out to another whole new group of people.
Mm-hmm.
So that the third meeting would be much smaller and more controlled and have a focus on setting one or two goals for the four areas.
Well, you're saying the third meeting, but this would actually be the second meeting, right?
Yeah, it's a meeting.
Carrie, we're going to run.
Okay, I have one. Meeting one is Monday. Meeting two with City Council is Tuesday. And if we have a third meeting, that would be the one to come back.
Okay, you're including the City Council in your
meeting.
Oh, that's not a meeting?
No. It's a work session.
Not a meeting. It's a marketing
time
play.
What's the Tuesday meeting anyway, the 17th?
5:30.
I thought that was a meeting.
It's a marketing play to get to move forward to get to the other.
5:01 p.m.
Well, we were going to do it, but we needed to make sure all the council members were in attendance.
Somebody raised hell.
So
all I'm thinking of is to try and just a general Q&A might be, people might be more understanding when they do the clicker thing for the focus and priority, and then when they identify in themselves, they probably have an interest that their questions are going to go to. So once they get in the little groups to have a Q&A as part of that discussion, and I still think you get their buy-in on it and that we'll be listening to it. And then what I didn't know that the work session wasn't a meeting. So if there's a second meeting in there, it would come back to work with these little groups again to set a goal or two.
Yeah, so there's a couple of things. One is I think the Q&A needs to include the entire audience.
Okay.
And also, I don't think that it's much of a time savings if the Q&A is in the smaller groups, because then you've got less informed people who didn't hear the answers to the other people's questions, and you haven't really shaved any time off.
Kimber, you're at the pro at this. Give us the outline of what you'd like to do, because you've done this before, and you know what's best in this type of situation.
Okay, so Carol Lee and I need to chat about whether or not it's realistic for us to rework this agenda and make a plan for a second meeting, what that might look like, and whether or not the two of us could coordinate a time to get there. We just need to think through the pros and cons of that.
Okay. It sounds reasonable.
So, why don't we, how about Stan? Kara Lee and I can probably talk in the next couple of days. And I can circle back, how about by Friday, I'll circle back with some updated info for you. How about that?
Very good. That works.
Okay.
Let me shift the focus a little bit. I think it's a possibility that one of the questions you will be asked is why you only surveyed 64 people, where those 64 names came from, how did you choose them? So that's one thing I think that you should be prepared to answer. Let me see. Another thing is why you're being paid so much, quotes, for doing this. That's part of a question that that the committee will possibly be asked also, or representatives of the committee will be asked also. So just, and this is just a possibility.
Okay.
I think the question of what comes out of these meetings is really difficult. To me, it feels kind of squishy, for instance, because it's based on these 64 people and the survey and your own insights about what people have said and what those problems are. There are a couple things in your presentation I think you should avoid, and one is not talking about hobby businesses, because there virtually is none anymore on Main Street.
Not talking about what?
Hobby businesses. You mentioned that in one of your suggestions.
I disagree with you on that.
So the bike shop is gone?
Sorry. Sorry.
Pardon me?
The bike shop is gone?
There are a couple, but it's not. It's not a point to emphasize.
Sorry, I have to push back. Why?
Because there just is not that many businesses that are not open 5 days any longer. There's a few businesses. One of them has moved into another place.
Bates left.
Well, but she wasn't the only. Fred and I disagree on this.
Mm-hmm.
What I found in listening to your presentation to the iBisbee committee, and as you know, I've told you, I've never sat in a committee meeting where everybody applauded after a presentation. it was clear to me that our committee, which is a cross-section of the business leadership of our community, thought very highly of that presentation. I think the presentation couched in a positive way will work fine. I will cover the 64 people in the introduction.
Okay.
So I will explain how we got the 64 and that it was a cross-section of our community with names submitted by the iBisbee committee. I can cover that. And I can also cover that this is a survey and is not particularly a survey that is according to all the rules of surveys. I'll clean up the language a little bit better. But this gave you impressions based on the surveys that you've came up with.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the word impressions because I think it's more accurate.
Okay. Sure. Okay.
I think what we have to do is look at the timing of that first meeting and see if we can keep it down to getting people out by about 8:30 at the latest.
You're talking about 3 hours?
Yeah, that's what I agree, which is where we're at. We're at 45 minutes for the presentation, 30 minutes for Q&A.
5:30.
30 minutes for the clicker series and 45 minutes for the breakout.
Yeah. So, 30 is 3 hours.
That's 2.5 hours. And so we need to rethink whether or not how we might split that up differently if we have a second meeting. So, like I said, Stan, I'll go through that and get that back to you by Friday, how we would propose to go forward. And if anybody else, Fred, I do appreciate your speaking up about some of the questions we should be prepared to answer. If anybody else has any, I welcome those, and I take everything into consideration for sure. I know it's coming from a good place. We don't want to get any rotten tomatoes, that's for sure.
I have a question for you because in dealing with my introduction, I mean, in my world, it was very inexpensive to spend $3,500 to interview 64 people. Did you have outside funding that was also involved there?
Yes. As I mentioned when we first did that, and you said $3,500, but it was $3,000 that you paid for that. And we contributed $7,000 of our own dollars.
Ah, okay. I mean, that's important because if there's questions about being raised about the cost, it's important to note that actually Local First had more money in it than the city did. And that's important.
Right.
Okay.
That's right.
So we're looking forward to a good presentation. I will give you an update on Friday if our numbers have changed dramatically, but I think that Nina is correct. People are just going to come, and we may have a room full of people, and if we do, or if we have 40 people, good. Those will be people who will be interested, but I think the curiosity level, the fact that she's got 300 likes on her Facebook page, tells me somebody's looking at this or somebody's just tapping like a lot. So I think we'll be in good shape.
Okay.
Do you need a place to stay? Do you need a place to stay Monday night or Tuesday?
I do. Now, Carolee is not going to be able to stay for the Tuesday conversation.
Okay.
But I will need a place to stay.
Okay.
And I'll be going. So,
is the inner eye?
Yes, that would be great.
Okay.
Thank you, Fred.
Thanks, Fred.
He's so sweet.
Okay, so we have and you'll need the inn for two nights, right?
No, I'm coming during the day Monday, and I'll be leaving after the presentation Tuesday, so just the Monday night.
Okay.
Monday 16. Do you have any questions about, you know, this whole process, or working with the committee, or future stuff?
And I what?
Do you have any questions? I mean, is this a difficult process for you?
Well, it is, only because, I'm just speaking very frankly. I tried to tell you guys we need more than one meeting, and now we made a plan to cram it into one, and now you're saying this should be two. So that's a little frustrating, I will say, but we'll get there. We'll get there. So we just need to spend some time thinking through that about how we might break that up. Different from the original vision that we had, which is going into the three separate community meetings. So I'm fine. I'm totally fine. I just, my mind is a little bit in work mode where I'm already trying to click my gears around what would be the next best way to make sure. This is very important to me. I don't want to go in there and walk away with a community that feels torn or a community that doesn't feel committed. And I want new voices, you know? I mean, you have all done a lot of heavy lifting, and we need the relief team right now.
Well, that was the reason we got it. We drew up a list, a cross-section of people to do that.
Right.
So we're aware of that, too. We do not have all the local movers and shakers in there. We have people in there who will be potential movers and shakers in the next 5 or 10 years.
Yeah.
Can I make a suggestion? It's Carrie. I suggest that we take the list we developed and we remind these people of the meeting Monday.
And she's going to do that.
No, not just coming from NIDA, but we each contributed.
Make a phone call.
10 or 20 names.
Right.
And just send a reminder and contact the people that we put on there to attend.
I think also, Kimber, that coming out of Monday's meeting, if people do break into session, break into groups, after our phone call, maybe our committee will talk a little bit about, well, can there be an email list? Can you come down at another time in June, perhaps? And something like that, as an alternative to you coming down a second time in May.
Well, I think the key here really is going to be that we need to be able to announce on Monday what next steps are going to be, and we need to be very clear about what next steps are going to be. So the heat is on. We've got to try to figure out and make a decision, because I don't want to sound wishy-washy. I think that would be the worst thing, is to sound like we're not quite sure what next steps are.
Okay.
That may be a good way. I hate to do this, but that would be very good, because let me tell you, when we visit with the city council at that work session, I look at that as a real marketing meeting more than anything else. And what I want to do is be able to indicate, hopefully, that we have X number of people who are interested in proceeding with this, and that we've got a second meeting set up, and really indicate that there's a ball that could be really rolling here. So.
Right. Mm-hmm.
We'll have to see.
Yeah. So Carol Lee and I will do our best to get back to you as quickly as possible once we've had time to sort of mull this over and debrief.
Sure.
And just stay tuned and we'll try to get an answer to you quickly.
Very good. As you know, we'll respond fast. Thank you so much. Have a very good evening, ladies.
All right. Thanks so much. Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, that's how I feel the same way.
I just have a question. Was it decided at the last meeting that I missed that we're only having one meeting? I thought we were going to have a smaller follow-up meeting. I didn't think I was changing anything.
We didn't have the money for it. Is what
I thought the phase one that we're giving the money for was a series
of
three meetings, and we were going to do, because the last committee meeting when I was here, it was sort of like, instead of having two public meetings, with different people, to have the public meeting and then a follow-up meeting, you know, with a smaller group. And I was just really surprised because you shut me down, and I thought that was what was decided.
She, in her proposal,
yeah.
We'll come back with a letter, but in her proposal, you're right, she talked about three meetings. She did not talk about the work session with the council. That, to me, is frankly a marketing meeting to get her on to the next levels of this. So for her, it's business. So, yes.
So the first meeting is the 16th.
That's correct.
The second meeting is the 17th.
Could be. I even looked
at. But we're
at
not
it
doing a third meeting.
It's not a meeting. It's a council work.
Yeah, I know.
No, what I'm looking at.
A paid for.
I'm looking at the second meeting that's paid for.
Which is the second meeting? The council work session?
No, it's not the council work session.
Right.
So she's coming down on her own dime.
She's going to be down here, and she's rearranged her schedule to appear in front of the council.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't understand that.
We looked at that.
So that the 2,500 or 3,000 that we have is one meeting on the 16th.
She in her proposal, she talks about three meetings.
I know, but what happened to the other two then?
We're going back. We've just worked our way back to the other two.
But she was okay. I'm just awfully confused.
At our last meeting, we decided to have one meeting because it's very unclear about whether this committee or Kimber can do any follow through from any of the meetings. And so we decided to have one meeting and see kind of where people were at, is if there was going to be volunteers for this.
Okay.
So right now we're talking with her about two meetings, which ought to be covered given her proposal. Ought to be covered in that proposal. That second meeting is a follow-up with those people who are interested in the committees.
When is that?
And if there's
that's
a need,
what I suggested, but...
You're right.
That was shot down.
No, you're okay.
Okay.
You're okay. You're
good. But we don't have the second meeting scheduled, right?
We don't have a second meeting
we're
scheduled.
We're going to see whether they can do it.
They're going to see if they can do it based on their calendar and based on how much money this is going to cost, et cetera.
Yeah.
So we're only paying them a little bit of... the first phase money.
No, we've paid them.
We're paying them. We've got authorization to pay the first phase money.
We already paid them the $2,500, yeah.
And that was three meetings.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to have one.
For right now.
Okay.
We will
I'm
know.
So confused.
We will know on Friday.
Yeah.
About the second meeting. And the third meeting will hold in advance. But her proposal is clearly for three meetings.
But that was that three meetings for $2,500?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That was the phase one.
Okay.
But I just remember we talked about not having a throw-it-open public meeting. That was kind of the general discussion. The consensus of this committee was, no, let's not do that. But let's try and consolidate more towards goal-setting. Because I remember Nathan was talking about that, Rob talked about that, I talked about that.
Will, of
goal setting. So I didn't know that all of a sudden it's just, I mean, I kind of agree with Kimber in her confusion that if there seems to be, we're going to have this meeting and maybe we'll do something else. And she's kind of worried about if we have any kind of momentum going, they're not going to be able to mm-hmm. talk about a second meeting.
So what we're doing now, we've now shifted to a second meeting. So they will be able to talk about a second meeting, and they will be able to talk about a second meeting on X date.
Okay, is it possible to look at calendars for a second meeting so I'm not excluded?
They need to tell us when. Kimber.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We will send out an email
Don't
Monday
take any
morning.
Time off.
We'll send out an email.
It's not that. I have my Mondays are pretty booked.
We'll send out a meeting. On Monday, we'll send out to everybody early in the morning, Nina. We'll send out an email summarizing what we learned on Friday. So I can't,
okay.
I under normal circumstances, I send everybody an email and say, this is what we talk. I can't do it. So I have to wait till Nina gets back, which is on Monday. And then we'll send it out. So everybody will have it first thing Monday morning. I've got some housekeeping things to discuss, too, regarding the meeting on the 16th. We will be at the Senior Center. We will have amplification equipment there. Chuck has asked that we have a couple people join him at 2 o'clock in the afternoon to set up the Senior Center. Turns out, I haven't been in the Senior Center in years, but it turns out that there are tables and things that have to be moved, and there are chairs that have to be set up. So I will join you at 2 o'clock. I need a couple other volunteers, if I can get them, to help us at 2 o'clock on Monday set up the room.
I'll volunteer.
Do we have a volunteer with Denise? Do I have any other volunteers? Rob Page volunteers. Very
right.
Good. Guys, this is going to turn into an Israeli bond drive before I get done. I had to explain to Fred what that was. But now we'll move to the next thing in the Israeli bond drive. Okay. We have indicated in our invitation that light refreshments would be served. Light refreshments cannot come out of the city budget. So what we're going to do is suggest that whatever we want to, we put some money into the pot. We have a quotation from Peyton at High Desert for $300 for...
$5 a person for 60 people.
60 people.
For food.
Light food. So what I'd like to do is ask all of you to think about and be prepared on Monday to give Fred a check. for what you'd like to give, and then we'll make sure that we get the $300.
I mean, the alternative to that is we can, you know, just chip in a little bit of money and get chips and salsa and stuff like that. But since it's at 5:30, and people will
coming straight from
hungry-ish.
We're going to have groaning stomachs before this is over.
Do we make a check out to you?
Let's make it out to Fred, because you're going to...
Yeah.
Yeah, if we make it out to Fred, Fred can quickly pay Peyton, and then we can reimburse Fred. Yeah. Yeah. And our goal in this bond drive is to raise $300.
And then I'm going to buy, in addition to that, I'll buy 3 cases of water, but we don't need anything else.
Why don't we can we all just toss in $50? I can give you a check right now.
That's too much.
If we all toss a checkbook?
If we all toss
in... Actually, I put it in my little purse.
If we all toss in $50, we got it.
Well, I can't take it out of my work budget, so...
No, I leave all my shit at work.
We have it made. Okay.
Okay, just give it to me at some point.
Just let's be able to give check
to Fred. Okay, Peyton, and then I will pick it up.
Super.
And if she doesn't deliver, I'll pick it up and get it to the senior center about 4:30.
Great.
Because we're opening the doors at 5 o'clock. So. And any food left over can go to the shelter.
Right, or...
This is the 44th check I've written in about 3 years.
Why do you carry it with you? It doesn't seem effective.
Okay.
Because there's certain shops that don't take...
At the end of the presentation, we've got to restore the senior center to the way it looked. So... be prepared to stay a little bit longer as we put the senior center back into order. By the way, Dave Smith was instrumental in getting us the loudspeaker equipment, and I think it was very nice of Dave to jump in. Anything else? Nina, do you have anything good for the cause tonight?
No, not really.
Okay. But we're delighted to have you sitting at the table. I've thought about that, and it's nice to have you at the table.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay. On the 17th, this is going to be key. We're coming up against a situation where somebody has already made the determination that we shouldn't have an economic development budget, which is appropriate. So what we're going to be doing is fighting uphill. And I think that we have to be prepared, and I know, Carrie, you're not going to be able to be there, and I understand that. Be able to be prepared on the 17th to take the microphone and to talk about why we as a committee think this is important. Whether that will sway the council, I don't know, but Doug Dunn was hopeful that there would be a discussion on economic development on May 9th. Nina has now told us that they've changed the format. So we're going to be in there fighting with everybody else. But what we want to do is come out of our meeting on the 17th. One, this is a very good idea. Two, they have a number of people who went to a meeting on Monday who found this interesting. Hopefully we can say that. And three, this iBisbee committee, which is composed of our business leaders in town, is interested in pushing this. Now, whether that will score enough points with the council to get 4 votes, I don't know. But that's our goal.
Well, I think, is there a call to the public at work sessions?
It just depends on
It's not required.
It's not required, but the mayor usually, since it's budget, he lets people speak.
Okay.
I can check with him tomorrow. Because I know we don't have it on there, but we do. We can.
For the 17th?
Yeah.
What are you thinking about the call of the public?
Well, on the 17th, we won't have an opportunity to speak. Kimberly will make a presentation.
Oh, we can't? Well, sure, we can't speak.
Not unless we sign up for call to the public for an item.
Makes a presentation.
Okay, I've never been to one of these. So
The only thing that generally that the public can speak to is at call to the public, unless you're a member at the podium talking about whatever the agenda item is. I mean, we could maybe ask, maybe talk, maybe you could talk with the mayor and ask him if we can have a discussion afterwards.
I'm having lunch with David on Friday, so.
Well, see if it's proper to, if we can have a discussion with some of the IBISB committee about what.
I wouldn't want to conclude the IBISB committee in that discussion because we're the, and maybe this is not the way they do it, but we're the ones who are presenting Kimber Lanning and giving certainly an explanation why. I would like to have members of our committee be able to say, we think this is important for our community.
I don't think it works that way.
I will look and see, because I did do the presentation as Kimber Lanning was coming to do the presentation. Mm-hmm. I believe you could...
You could introduce her.
You could introduce her, speak a little bit, but I may have to... we may see if I need to change that that agenda. I already put it out, but we can see if he does.
You still have time to change it if they approve.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, I just was unaware of how the protocol works here, but I would certainly like our committee, because we've done this before. Didn't we do this for the ULI thing? I think we did.
That was a regular meeting.
Yeah.
I think.
But yeah, that was at a regular meeting. Yeah. And you can talk to an agenda item
right, but
at a regular meeting.
You can't talk to agenda items at a work session, can you?
There's no back and forth at a work session,
right,
no.
Yeah.
It's just all it was just a presentation, and I think. Presentation of recommendations to the council.
Okay.
Then, but can you add that as to IBISB committee?
Yeah.
As well? Presentation?
What I'll do is I'll ask Ashley in the morning to see if I need to change the wording or if y'all can just go ahead and speak since you'll be introducing her and then have others come and speak
on
that.
Yeah, I
want
this
to presentation.
Be a committee function of which our person is Kimber Lanning, but I don't want Kimber Lanning to have to go up there and plead for business that is something we want as a committee. I mean...
Yeah.
The suggestion is... When you talk with Kimber about any follow-up in the next fiscal year, to get a figure from her that's not 18 grand.
I've already planned to do that, Fred.
Okay, well, it's good. Because I was at the budget hearing last night, and they have a $600,000 shortfall. And that's what they're making up, and that's what this stuff is.
We've also invited Robert Quintanar to the meeting, and we invited, what was his name?
Sloan. Thank you.
I'm looking for some deep pockets who become aware of what's going on here. I mean...
Okay. No, just in terms of...
I don't want to sound Machiavellian, but we've got to think this
thing
through.
I think, though, for Robert's support, you have to have a pretty well-thought-out plan. Mm-hmm. And that would be foundation funding if you're anything over $10,000.
Right.
And somebody's got to write that and submit it
and, it's not
and follow through.
August or September.
And we also know
that... Well, you apply by the end of August, and it's not, the decision doesn't come down until the end of January.
But Robert's can get up to 10.
Well, Robert is part of the process to get up to 10. It goes up, it's more local.
Mm-hmm.
The 10,000 or
I've
under
that from before.
The 10,000 and under is a 30-day turnover through Jesse.
10,000 would be wonderful mm-hmm. for this situation.
Well,
and you're only allowed to do that once a year.
What I'll do is, I mean, Robert also knows that we've been working with him on the trails, and so what we'll do is. You know, I've already thought about this. If we run into problems with the city council, then we have to turn and say, if we really want this, how do we get money from the outside? And I think we start looking at that. We look at APS. We look at
I could help you write the Freeport one because they're very easy.
Mm-hmm.
That would be wonderful. I mean, I think we need to look at it as a committee at a fallback position. I mean, this committee...
Going through local first, as a grant to local first to do this, rather than...
But their grants are their community grants, and I would think that...
These are community investment grants.
Right.
And they're only for communities they work in, mm-hmm. have active mining in.
Right. No, I know.
We also know that they have supported local first in the past.
But I don't know that they would write the money to them.
To,
they would be more likely to write it to a Bisbee entity.
Well, we'll...
No, I don't think that they will write it to a Bisbee, a city committee.
Well, what we can do is we'll figure out how that works and have them write a check to whoever they want to write a check to. The key is to get the money into the right pot.
I don't think they funded.
But I'm going to work with David, but I'm going to make sure that this committee has an opportunity to speak at that work session.
I got foundation funding where they don't.
I'll take care of the infrastructure, but it was a city owned.
So I had to prove that even though it's owned by the city, it belonged to the
community. I'll take care of that first thing in the morning.
Yeah, I just think that's so important to demonstrate to this council that the business community thinks it's important, because if we can increase tourism, we increase the taxes. And right now they're looking at every bit of revenue they can find. So if they have to spend $15,000, I've already covered it out, $15,000 on the on this project, they may realize $30,000 in tax benefits. So, I mean,
actually work with a number like under the $15,000. Yes. I don't think you're going to get that. I think you're going to look at five or ten.
Yes.
Well, that's why I want to make sure that Robert's at the meeting, and I want to make sure that we've got some other sources so we can build on that if we have to. I mean, I think
if the city would commit like five, when you submit the budget for the community investment funds, you show
you got
part
match.
Of the match.
You got a match.
And that's a much stronger commitment. I mean, they'll accept in kind too, but that just really strengthens your application.
We have a match.
And I know that it was really interesting to me when the community partnership panel, people started coming to it at the beginning, and then they stopped coming to it. And what was interesting is for the first 3 years, we set the priorities for Freeport funding in Bisbee. And that's why preservation is in there real high, because I figured that one out early. But we also have economic development and jobs. So I know this falls under their priorities.
Yeah, it does.
It would just be the entity that applies. And I got to ask...
This is known as scraping for money.
Well, I'm not going to do it through the museum, absolutely, because we're doing something else, but... We can...
Do your other committees sit around and scrape for money?
Well, everything I do, I don't find out.
You're watching iBisbee and it's Max right here.
She's a good scraper.
Scraping for money.
Every single thing I do, other than paying utility bills and salaries, I have to get financial.
I think we could just up front ask Robert what he would recommend and tell him what we... Because he's really supportive.
Because the committee investment goes to the regional guys. It goes through Tucson.
Okay, well... Our first goal is to get through Monday and get through Tuesday, and then our next goal is hat in hand, go figure out how we can get more money. But you see, I agree with Rob. I think this could be important. We don't have an active chamber. We don't have things in town, and maybe we begin to mold and get the business community all thinking together a little bit. That would be...
Like a merchants association.
Very good.
We had one of those where I was in San Diego, and it was excellent.
Would you have an association?
A merchants association. It was huge.
Sure.
Yeah, and it was a historic district, and they basically, the chamber ceased supporting the merchants because they were over a number of areas, and so they just broke off. And
I remember the conversations we had with... Mayor Zavala, and one of the reasons the iBisbee committee was formed was because we didn't have a chamber, and she wanted the input from a committee directly associated with the merchants. So we keep coming back to the chamber idea, but my opinion is the chambers are dead, because chambers don't represent businesses anymore. They represent bylaws and old school thoughts. Local First has been able to supplant that. And so anything we can do to keep moving that ball in that direction is a good way to sell it to the city as well, because if the city has that egg on its face, it's a community without a chamber. And to ignore that is to its own detriment.
But this is why you have the Tom Nelson request for information, because he doesn't...
Yeah,
I don't want to hear that part.
Yeah, you can spin that, though. I mean, that's... Yeah. Tom's got Tom's heart, and I think he has his the best interest in mind is continue moving the chamber forward.
I think it gives him definition.
Yeah, I've always maintained that it's just not a viable
it's never been
for a community like ours. Yeah. And maybe it's just the name. You know, maybe it's just the name.
It's just
Local First is in your name.
It's kind of a right
chambers or, are
organization,
yeah,
really.
Are.
You know, yeah, it is.
And Tom's also
I thought that when I was in the chamber. You know,
that's
all wrong.
I don't know. Yes.
Okay, is there anything else for the good of the cause? If not, we'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion to
second. We'll see the working group at 2 o'clock on Monday.
2 o'clock. That's right.
And I will.